Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Welcome, everybody, to the Tommy and Hector podcast with Larita Blewett. Hello to everyone, wherever you're listening. How are you?
Good.
Good. First things first, Bord Fáilte have been in touch about Moat and Airbnb, and they're looking for us to do an Airbnb ad for Moat.
Excellent.
Moat has never been
as busy
since we mentioned it last week.
Take me through the philosophy of Airbnb again.
Airbnb is that lad from San Francisco, isn't it?
What is it again?
Basically, you let your house out on short term, so you could decide, you and your family could decide that you want to go away or whatever, and you want to, like, you're away for a few months, so you can leave your house open to Airbnb so people can come and rent it for a week
or
a weekend
in the city,
whatever. So it's basically you're going into someone else's house with their pictures on the wall
or their might have an apartment
or apartment, whatever, but it's their environment.
And what would be the what would be Moat's unique attraction?
Selling point, their USP.
So Airbnb Moat, I just think it sounds good. So what about an apartment over Supermax on the main street? Wouldn't that be idyllic for a week?
For
a night, a stopover. Airbnb is a rapid overnight stay. Like, say, the only time I've ever used Airbnb was when we stayed in Legoland in Denmark. We rented a log cabin near Legoland. And it was amazing. We had a fire outside. It was Scandinavian. It was brilliant. That's the only ever time. A lot of people, have you used an Airbnb?
I haven't really used Airbnb. No, not myself.
Airbnb Knockmore.
Yeah, we're not big at Knockmore, I have to say. But I don't know. I just still have this kind of fear in my head when you arrive at the place that it's not where it says it's going to be.
Or the lad who owns it would be waiting in the closet.
Yeah.
And he'd be watching you go to the jacks.
There
have been apartments around the country, because I remember reading stories about it in the Connacht Tribune, of fellas who own houses out by Renmore and places like that. And he only rents to women, and one of the women would be in the shower, or she'd be sitting on the jacks left and loose, and next thing, Fanula, what's wrong, Fanula? And they'd have spotted a little red fucking light up in the corner.
Just the idea
of some lad who owns the house, watching the footage of young ones shitting and washing themselves, and it's hard to see the attraction of it.
Yeah, it is a bit strange now. Actually, I take that back. We did do an Airbnb with all the girls, about 8 of us, before we went, and there was a camera. Again, there was a fucking camera in the hallway, like looking towards the bathroom and the bedrooms. And you're kind of like,
it's probably also looking towards the front door.
No, it was upstairs.
Okay,
all right.
And then, so I just turned.
And
I
so
turned
eight.
It
well, just tell us about that trip. 8 girls walked into that. Your man was there on the closed circuit TV
He probably was.
Camera pan left, and go. 8 girls walk into an Airbnb, and he's got cameras.
He typed in, "Follow Audrey."
No, he does a face. He's got the face recognition software. Audrey. 5'5", Caucasian. Beep, 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 beep.
They had her marked straight away.
8 of you. That sounds like the start of a movie. 8 girls walked into an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Where was this?
I can't tell you anymore.
Where
so
was
sorry
it?
Sorry about that.
Just give us, where was it?
It was just in Sligo.
Just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just went for a little
soiree.
Yeah, we didn't leave the house. for the whole weekend.
Just some people, ate and drank there. There are people in this country that have many, many Airbnb properties, and Galway is full of them. Barcelona, at one stage, a couple of years ago, the government of Barcelona said, enough Airbnb. Barcelona has been swamped by Airbnb.
Because it drives rental property up. Oh, people are renting it short term and getting $2,000 a week. Why should they rent it long term where they're getting 800 and where the citizens of that place can afford to live? So I think it's scandalous.
Yeah, a man who invented it was a couch surfer in San Francisco who started sleeping on people's couches while he was doing an IT job, and he moved from apartment to apartment. Mm. And that's how he got the idea. So we've all, have you ever slept and have you ever gone and stayed, overstayed your stay in an apartment? Or on a couch, or on a...
I'm not really into sleeping on couches. I'd need a bedroom if I was going to stay in someone's house.
Tommy? Jeez,
I remember I had an awful night one time.
Sleeping on the couch in your mate's house.
I was steam drunk anyway, and I fell in with a crowd of psychiatric nurses. So they took me back to their apartment, and I remember... This is how distorting fucking drink is. They left me in the sitting room of the apartment, and they left a few cushions on the floor for me to fall asleep, and they played this music. One of them had a CD of something, and I thought it was, I don't know if I was fucking high or wide or sideways or what mental condition I was in, but this was the most beautiful fucking music I'd ever heard in my life. I was just, this is fucking incredible.
Did they put the music on to put you to sleep?
I don't know what they fucking did, but I was fucking beautiful. I was sliding off the fucking floor down into the floorboards. Oh, fuck me, I was melted. And I got up the following morning and I said to Doreen, one of the psychiatric nurses, I said, what, give me the name of that fucking CD, I have to buy that now. Well, I went into the shop and I asked for Natalie Merchant. And I bought an album called Tiger Lily. Well, in me sober mind, it was the worst fucking hit I've ever heard in my life.
What kind of stuff was it?
It was all piano and fucking popcorn. I love being alive. Music. Fuck off. So I went back with a knife and I killed the two nurses.
Jesus Christ, Tommy. Slightly extreme.
Anyway,
so I know, I'm only joking about mold, but they got a good old spin out of it. The width, what was the statement last week?
I have never gotten over the width of mold.
The width of
mold. Now, we're getting post now to the hen house.
Yes. Oh, go on.
So we got a big package there. It's a present. Rita, would you like to open it there and another, see another what
very
it is.
Fancy envelope letter. As well. Go on. Oh.
I have no idea what it is.
I
it's
hope
a square
don't have
box.
To send it back because I ripped. It's a square box. Well, it's...
What is it now, Larissa?
Oh, it's a... Oh, I think I know what this is, lads.
Now, hang on.
I can smell them. I can smell these.
What is it?
They're biscuits.
Fuck off.
I don't know if we should open them.
Why not?
No, but what's written on it?
This is a card.
So somebody sent...
Thanks a bunch. Oh.
Okay, here we go. Here's the card.
To Tommy, Hector and Larissa, I hope you enjoy these... What are they called, Tommy?
Anzac.
Biscuits. They're Australian biscuits, yes. And they're named after the Anzac soldiers.
That's right.
Baked
yes.
by a fella in Cork who was very bored and level 5. And thanks so much. Enjoying the weekly podcast.
They contain porridge, oats, desiccated coconut flour, sugar.
Go back again, Tommy. Desiccated.
Desiccated.
Decimated.
Desiccated coconut flour, sugar, butter, golden syrup, and bicarbonate of soda. Anzac are the joint Australian and New Zealand
Army.
And
the biscuits are made to stay fresh for 2 weeks and they were baked on the 1st of the 2nd.
1st of the 2nd
of this February. So we're
so
fine.
We're about a week into it.
Open them up there, Tommy.
Open them up.
Now, this is competition to my baking this week.
Nice gesture.
Actually, no, hang on. Read the postage. Because sometimes they do the months and the thingamajigs back to front in Australia and New Zealand.
No, they came from Cork.
Yeah, I know, but... Look at the postage stamp. When is the postage stamp dated on the yoke?
5th of the 12th, 17.
Yeah, because we're not going fucking near it then.
It says. Oh, I can't see the date on it.
Okay, I'll take a bite of this now. African okay. hobnobs.
Look at the
Did you ever hear that story about. I used to hear it when I started working in radio. Somebody told us a story about this woman who made a cake for her favourite presenter and she poisoned them. She poisoned the presenter. They ate the... You're supposed to never read anything you get posted in, lads. So just,
why didn't you tell me that before I had to have a
fucking well, I mean, you jumped in there awful fast.
Me and Tommy are munching away at these. You haven't touched them. These could be space cakes from Clonakilty.
I'll tell you what, if you're running...
This could
running,
be laced with strychnine.
It could be, you know, you're not... God knows, you know, that could be a full... No wonder he wants to remain anonymous.
Like, no, okay, can I? If this got sent to your house,
would you open it and eat it?
Would I eat it and would I give it to my kids? And here we are munching on it. It's fucking.
What do we do?
Get rid of it. Call the guards. Call the guards. Call the fucking guards. If somebody brought this to my house, I'd fucking have bomb squad
and
in.
And you're after diving straight
and we're in.
Them.
Tommy's after eating half of it.
Jesus, easy, no, you don't get
I don't
much
even,
stuff at the
I don't boat. Even let people to my fucking door. Fucking, sorry, what do you want?
God knows where
they any tickets for the Galway races? No, fuck off.
You're after taking all the good out of everything.
You're after jumping straight in. Like, honestly, just because it was written on the card does not mean that's what it was.
It's a bit of an old kick off them. I think they're space kicks.
Go on, keep eating them and we see what happens to you.
So, uncles and aunties. Let's go deep into the uncles and aunties world, because I was just thinking of uncles and aunties and what they mean to us as Irish people and the range you can have of uncles and aunties, the cross section that you have, the difference between aunties and uncles, the depth of an auntie and uncle, their favourite auntie and uncle, you know, everyone has different auntie and uncles.
You're an uncle.
Am I an uncle?
Yeah, your brother has children.
Oh, I'm an uncle. Yes, I'm an uncle. And what kind don't feel like I'm an uncle.
Because they live in?
Because they live in Clare and Denmark.
Yes. I'm an auntie and I'm the best auntie ever.
Right, but before you're the best auntie, like, I don't feel like an uncle because my uncle, when I was a child, my uncle, I don't know if I can get that into my head. My uncles were all farmers in Navan, big farmers out by Dunmore and... Every time,
what class of farm would they have had?
Oh, wheat and cattle and sheep, but one
big
of them
fields.
Big fields.
I don't remember any sheep in Meath.
No, that's because my uncles were so, up in
the fields were so
I
big.
I spoke to you about Follistown, John.
No,
Keoghan.
You didn't.
Yes, there was a bit. He had sheep, but mostly cattle.
Yeah,
but he'd have sheep as well. They'd have, but I always think of my uncles. My uncles to me mean farming, and every time I go to my uncle's houses as a child, it would be like an Aladdin's cave of barns, hay sheds.
Tell me the story of how, so if your uncles were all farmers, that would say that your grandfather on your father's side was a farmer.
Yes.
What was his name?
Richard.
Richie.
Richard Keoghan.
Richard Keoghan was a farmer from where?
Dick Keoghan.
Dickie. No,
my father's father was a farmer in Knockumber in Navan.
Right. And then he...
And we were one of the first families to buy a car.
Yes, you were! You fucking other bastards! The Keoghans have a car for any of you, you fucking cunt, you know nothing about nothing! The Keoghans have a car! The Keoghans have a car! Come and look at it, you jealous bastards!
Walk along the side of
it. Yeah, you don't touch the fucking car. Do not touch my fucking car.
We were
that's Dickie Keoghan's car.
We were reportedly, allegedly, one of the first families in Navan to have a car.
That's a fact.
Richard Keoghan.
Dickie Keoghan, he was buried in it. He was buried in his car. He's put into the front seat and the big hole was dug in the ground and they fucking drove the car in and they threw the fucking mucking on top of it. Dickie Keoghan, I'll be buried in this fucking car.
So Richard was the original farmer.
So, and how many sons did Richard have?
There was.
Name them.
Oh, Jesus.
No, this is where we're going to go back into Mickey and Nickel and Michael.
Mickey and John, and there was Ray. There was three daughters. Ray.
And Ray.
And Anne, another sister. Can't remember the name of
his auntie's name.
I do know my name.
So there's John, Ray,
no,
and
Mickey. No, I'm going to be off sidetracking me here now.
Micheál, Mickey, and Michael.
So there was the brothers were John.
John.
And Ray was the sister.
Ray!
And,
the sister.
Auntie Ray was his sister.
I don't think so, Hector. I think you might be mixing it up.
Why are you laughing?
Was it a man in a dress? What do you mean, Auntie Ray?
How do you mean it? What's the long version of Ray?
Ray of Hope. What's her full name?
Auntie Ray died a couple of years ago.
What was her full name?
I don't know. We call her Ray. Ray Ward. It's Cormac Ward's wife. Why are you laughing, you fucking Ray?
I can't.
We don't know her name.
Hector,
we don't know her
name.
Her
name wasn't Ray.
Fucking Uncle Susan. Let me ask you, Ray.
No, Susan was our daughter. Susan was our daughter. I never called my auntie anything other than Auntie Ray.
I'm a pain. Hector, her name wasn't Ray.
I can't think of a full name. Please, I mean no harm to my family, but I can't think of a fucking full name.
I'm going to get sick.
It's the caramel.
So there were three great. I had three great aunties.
So hang on now. Wait.
No. I want to go through the aunties and uncles. That's the original conversation. Don't sidetrack me with names.
Don't get bogged down by the details.
These are my kids. I don't have the names. That's not important.
No. In my mind and in my. You don't understand. You might laugh. You might sneer. In my world, she was Auntie Ray.
Okay, moving on
that's
from that.
That's good. That's fine.
Well, I'm curious about.
And Auntie Breda. Right. And Auntie Anne.
Great. We're on solid ground now.
Yeah, right. And the thing is.
We're flying.
Yeah, so I don't. This isn't supposed to be about the family. Like, I don't need to go down with names. I want to talk about aunties and uncles.
I know, but we just asked you what their names were.
Yes, I told you. Auntie Breda, Auntie Ray, Auntie Anne, Auntie fucking. That's. Fuck off, you cunts. You can all fuck off. That's the end of that conversation. You sneering pack of tramps. Fucking tramps.
I've a pain in my stomach.
Sneer shop. It's a fucking turn into a sneer shop. Fucking whole thing. Fuck you. Turn off that button. Sneery cunt over in the corner there. Not you, Loretta.
I can't. I've a pain in my.
Big sneer.
I've a pain in my waist.
So.
Wait till I fucking ring me. Fucking brother. Fuck off.
What's that? Give me the fucking phone.
Leave that thing fucking.
Maybe she was a nun, was she? Was she a nun? Because they used to
ring Ray's fucking son.
But he's not your brother.
Shut up.
He's not your brother.
He's my fucking cousin.
He's your cousin.
I'm going to ring me brother. He's my cousin.
God.
My brother won't be out of bed. I'm going to ring. I'm going to ring Edward.
Edward.
Edward, are you my brother or my cousin?
Oh, shut up, Delighties. Shut your fucking mouth.
Ring Edward, I hope she answers.
Shut up. Loretta, shut up.
I can't.
Quiet. Shh, shh, shh. Shh. This is Ned Ward, this is my cousin.
I hope you.
Shh.
Hello?
Ned.
Hector,
what's the story, my old Shagosha? I'm sitting in here in a fucking with Tommy Tiernan, right?
Right.
I need you here, and I need you. They're fucking. You want from me? This is. You've got 30 seconds to answer this question, right? Because we're talking about I'm talking about aunties and uncles, and I'm talking about the great aunties that I've had, and you had your mum. Your mum was known as Auntie what?
Auntie Ray.
Auntie Ray, and what's Auntie Ray's full name?
Rosemary,
thank you very much, Ned. That's it. Are you sure? Are you 99% sure? Are you 100% sure?
I am 100% sure.
Thank you. Bye. Fuck's sake. I never in my life called my auntie Rosemary. I never in my life, since I was since I came into this planet in Navan, I never called my auntie Rosemary. You sneery fucks. She was known to me as Auntie Ray, and God, she was a great woman for apple tarts. And secondly, Auntie Breed has passed away, Auntie Ray has passed away, and my mum passed away. We lost three mighty, my mum was an auntie to Ned, obviously, but we lost three great aunties, and now yous can fuck off.
Break. I think we need to break. I'm confused, though.
Ray.
We'll have to come back to this topic after. We'll have a cup of tea and come back to this topic. No, I do, because I'm fascinated about the farms.
It's not.
I want to ask about the farms.
It's not about what I wanted to do. You're all sneers now.
No, we...
You just sneer.
No, we'll do it again.
Is our sneer?
I'm sorry.
We aren't.
No, you are. Have I ever talked to you like that?
No, but it was just really funny about
that. Have I ever fucking laughed at you like that?
Sorry.
Sneers. Sneer.
I think we'll have to stop recording.
No, that's fine. That's all right. I'm bringing up a topic of conversation. That's all. It is a sneer. Fucking laugh.
I forbid.
No.
No, I can't stop laughing.
No, you can't stop laughing. It's great crack.
No.
Let's talk about fucking sex.
I want to talk about the farm.
I'm after a man,
a fucking farming man who's fucking farmed every day.
he got the farm.
Oh, he's working with his dad. His dad is 80 years of age, Cormac. He'd fucking never stop working. But Ray was the fucking great auntie. Well, Ray was a lovely auntie. Auntie Ray is her name, and she'll fucking stay Auntie Ray to me, ye sneers. She's not Auntie Rosemary, so I don't care what you say.
No, we don't want you to change her name.
I don't know her fucking full name, because I never fucking called her a full name since I've been fucking 3 years of age. Okay. I would never say Rosemary, Auntie Rosemary. I would say Auntie Ray, can I have a cup of tea? She'd feed us with copious amounts of apple tart.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Because they were on the farm.
Oh, Jesus, the farmhouse was full of food.
So hang on, talk
and scones.
So Richard was the father, and he had six children.
Oh, I don't know, Tommy, don't go back. You're going back into the 20s now, 30s.
No, I'm not asking you.
This is not fucking who you think you are, Tommy.
Oh. But what I'm asking is, that
I want to discuss aunties and uncles.
We will.
Fucking disquiet. Why did you like one uncle and why did you not like another?
Yeah, we'll get on to all that. But when Richard was given out the farm, did he split it in two?
I don't know, Dick. Dick Keoghan was his name. Dickie
Tom,
Keoghan.
You're getting focused on issues that Hector's not trying to get
up,
it
we
onto.
Opened up a shop in the main street and then some of them went into that and then other brothers, the other girls in the family married into farmers and there was just all farms on one side and the shop on the other.
Okay, so go on then and tell, because I
just wanted to talk about aunties. And
so who was your favourite auntie?
The great aunties. Auntie Ray, down near Dunmore.
Just call her.
No, to me, it's
do you have other aunties we can talk about?
Auntie Breda and yes. Auntie Anne.
And do they all?
There you go. There you go. Ned's just texted, a true ray of light. You are always great.
That's beautiful. No. Yeah, beautiful.
Now, do they all live
in
Meath?
She was a lovely.
Do they all live in Meath?
Yeah, but my aunties, they were lovely women and they were so soft and kind.
Country people.
Yeah, and they just gave us everything the moment we walked into their houses. And that's the feeling, Irish aunties and uncles, but aunties especially, the feeling of, fucking, there was something special when you walked into their kitchen and it was just.
And would you go and stay over there with them?
Yeah, we would at Christmas time, but there would be no shortage of food, no shortage of tea, no shortage of red lemonade, no shortage of sweets. No shortage of lads giving you a pound here or your auntie coming over here, that's for you, and giving money into your hand. And all those lovely things.
And the farmhouses weren't far from your own house?
No, they were a couple of miles out the far side, your side of the town.
And did she go farming?
Out past the Roundo, down to the Round Tower, that's where they all
Dunmore?
Yeah, Dunmore.
Really?
Just at the Round Tower, and then the big farm up on the left-hand side is the Wards.
Right, and would you have gone farming with them for the summer, going to the bog and bringing in bales?
No bog.
No,
we don't.
It's all pure.
We are fossil fuels.
That's
fossil
right.
fuels.
You're bigger.
Fossil fuels. Central heating, oil.
And you're.
But we go out to Wards,
bales.
Wards especially, and it would be just an Aladdin's cave out the back of sheds, and there'd be crows above in the sheds and magpies, and we'd be out the back of another shed, and they'd go up looking at machinery and. Just the crack I had in my auntie's houses over the years as a child. It was just always.
And did you have cousins in around your own age?
Yes. All around.
Who were they now?
Ned was Freddie's here.
Oh, Ned Ward. I've never heard of Ned Ward before.
Ned Ward and Richie Ward and Angela Ward and Caroline Ward and Susie Ward, my other cousin, Ned's sister, married Robbie O'Malley, the Meath footballer.
Oh, right.
Yeah. They all went to Loretta and St. Pat's.
Wow.
And now their boys' sons are playing midfield for Pats at the moment. It's all that next generation. But I just remember, when do we go to auntie's houses like we used to? Like, we don't, because it gets fractured, it gets more dissolved, you know, than the 70s and the 80s.
Definitely.
When going to your auntie's was a pilgrimage, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It happened one day of the week, maybe Saturday evenings. Right, come on, we're going over here. We're going to.
It was much different like than now, maybe. I don't know. I suppose because I don't have any kids, and when they I just absolutely spoil my nieces and nephews like rotten. Mm. I just buy them stuff all the time and bring them shopping and feed them and give them treats and bake them stuff. But they like.
Are you a close family there for visiting?
Yeah. generally. Like,
and have you a favourite uncles or aunties, or was there any aunties that you realised that this is my favourite auntie, or there was something special about your auntie or your uncle?
We always had my, well, obviously we were like the country people that you were talking about, your aunties and stuff. So our cousins would come out to our house and get the bacon and get the tarts and the whole lot and come out on the farm and all. But my other aunt and uncle used to live in Ballina, Paddy and Bridgie, and we used to go in there and have, they always had great parties. Like, it was a party house. So I used to be, I was the youngest in the whole family of all the cousins, so I used to be just minging around behind
them.
What's
the name of the auntie Paddy? Auntie?
We don't have that issue.
What did you just say? Let's there?
Uncle
that
Paddy.
Yeah, that Pandora's box.
Paddy and who? Who was it? Paddy and who?
Paddy and Bridge. Yeah, and we used to go in and party on in their house, and it was always great. Now I have loads of aunts and uncles.
Are they still alive?
Yeah, they are, yeah. I'd be here for a full month if I went through all my aunts and uncles, because there was 7 in my mother's house and 8.
Are you friendly with one side of the family, more aunties and uncles, than another side of the family? Or would you be in more...
Like, I think the Burkes would have been our closest all the time. My dad's sister and her husband, we would have been with them a lot, in and out and in and out. My granny on my mum's side lived back the road from us, so I used to spend a lot of time there, and you'd see all your cousins there because they'd come and visit their granny, or their nana, as I called them. But definitely, but since my mum died now, I'd be very close with her sisters and her brothers. Since obviously kind of, she would have kept that contact obviously when she was alive. And now since she died, they're very good at, you know, kind of checking in with us. And
maybe it's the thing of when you were smaller, like when you went to your auntie and uncle's house, the houses always seemed bigger, and there was always a back stair somewhere. There was a back door, and
yeah,
there was so much imagination, wasn't there?
But I don't think kids aren't, we were awful sheltered as children, and I say we, I mean all of us were. Like, everyone had the same of everything. Like, you look at pictures and everyone looked like they were poor, and we all had like clothes that came from about 10 different people before we wore them. You know, we all had the same lifestyle. Whereas now, kids, every child is nearly, it might be wrong to say privileged, but like, kids have a completely different environment.
Tommy, your aunties and uncles.
I would have been very close now to the Tiernan side of the family. My mum's side of the family were abroad, so I didn't get to see them that much. But I have awful fond memories of being brought to Athlone, and it always seemed like a safe place.
Yeah.
Like, I love the smell of the Tiernans.
Is that because your granny was there, though?
My granny was there, but also my aunties and uncles were there as well. It was a great, great house for freedom. It was a great house for porter. Tiernans are great fucking porter drinkers, great storytellers, great head people, smart and sharp and just full of good gas.
But that's the feeling I'm on about, that, you know,
that gentleness,
the warmth of going to your aunties or uncles,
the warm manly smell of me uncles. Porter men, story men,
were any of them farming
Tiernan men? What?
Any of them farming men?
No, my grandfather Tom Tiernan, God be good to him, he was an agricultural advisor. He was a man from Kilmaine. Yes, Mayo blood coursing through his veins. Yeah,
Kilmaine, pure.
So he was an agricultural advisor, and then your father became one.
An agricultural advisor, yeah.
And then you became.
I was above at a wedding in Kilmaine once, and I stand outside the church, and it was a Tiernan getting married, a good friend of ours, Sinead Tiernan. I think she's a third cousin of yours.
But
the Tiernans outside the church in Kilmaine were delighted to see me there. They were coming up to me in little elbow. Well, how's the other fella?
I wasn't invited.
I was going to ask.
My uncles were all farming and mead football and mead football
Who? What relation of yours was the first man to kick the ball out over the Hogan stand?
My great grandfather.
That's unbelievable.
What do you mean?
Kicked the ball over the Hogan stand clean out over. He captained the Railway Cup team in 19. He was captain of the Leinster Railway Cup team in 1921 or something like that.
Yeah.
We have the medal.
And what position did he play?
Centre back.
Auntie Ray was the fucking fullback.
Ned Ward is going to meet you. And were you laughing about my mother's name?
So, and your great grandfather was the first man to clear the ball,
kick the ball clean out.
Why
over the Hogan stand.
Why did he do that?
Ah, he just booted it because we're meadmen.
Afterwards,
well, we're meadmen. He cleared it out over the Hogan stand.
Unbelievable.
It was a clearance. He was coming out
thoroughbreds,
and back then it was long ball. He cleaned it. But
and there's a Keoghan playing for Meath now.
There's Donald Keoghan from Knobber.
Are they your cousins?
From Knobber. And there then there's young Barry Keoghan. He's the second cousin.
There must be
actor,
some relation.
And the actor.
He's your cousin too?
He's the second cousin.
So everyone Keoghan.
All the Keoghans. We're having a Keoghan. We're having
reunion.
We're having a Keoghan conference in the Darnley Lodge Hotel in Attboy on the 16th of August 2025.
It'll be fucking wedged.
Wedged. Me and Tommy are going.
But the crack, I know what you're saying when you go to your to the house at, in Athlone, and you go to your favourite aunties. We ran riot. We ran riot in the farm. We ran riot in the house. There was always kids going upstairs.
Everything was always all right when you're with your uncles. Everything was all right.
You come down into the kitchen, the stove would be there. It'd be apple tart and Black Forest Gatto. I mean, when is the last time you saw copious amounts of Black Forest Gatto? And they'd always say, Do you want another slice? Do you want a sweet? Do you want an egg sandwich? Do you want salad sandwiches at 11 o'clock? And mince
scallions with fucking salad greens.
The only time it ever turned sour, and that was the man that was on the phone there, Ned, and he won't mind me saying this, but Freddie, Mark, myself, Ned, Richie, Tommy Keoghan, Al McKeoghan, all the cousins were there, Suzanne, Angela, Rosemary. There was about 19 of us up in Ned's bedroom and we were having the crack. There was 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, 7-year-olds, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds. The boys were 11 and 12, and then me, Freddie was 14 and Ned was 14, and it all got a bit out of hand, you know, headlocks and mental. And then didn't the wardrobe fall down? One of these massive wooden wardrobes fell straight down on top of Ned, who was just on the phone there, and we all froze for a second. These big old wooden wardrobes went boom. All we could see was his arm caught in underneath it. Well, we fucking scarpered down the back stairs. We all got out of there as quick as we can.
And he left them. I don't care what you left it off of.
Freddie, my brother, went into the kitchen and he said, I think there's a problem with Edward upstairs. Edward or Ned. And we went up. His arm was broken at about 11 places. In under the wardrobe.
I think there's a problem.
Straight up the Navan casualty. The night, Stevens's night. Bad end to the night, but a bit of crack it was.
What does Ned go working at now?
Ned is a farmer, man. These boys are, geez, farming.
These are big meat farms in the region.
Farming.
Like one field would be enough if you were a farmer up there.
They're in machines all day. They're driving around tractors.
Lord, the size of these fucking tractors.
And they have a tractor for everything.
They have wheels the size of the dome in the Basilica in Knock.
And all it is Nav.
Ned! And Ned can't hear a fucking thing with the headphones. Ned! Ned! I can't get that. Ned!
Slurry tanks, and rotavators and combines. And you drive
and
up to the back. Yeah, you drive feeders and you drive up to the back of the house. About 11 different tractors there. 11. It's just take your pick.
A tractor.
It's like
everything.
It's tractor porn at the back of their house. They're just farming
legends.
And then
men.
You touch their hands. Their hands were like buckets. And then you rubbed up their
big
hands.
Big fucking big men.
And
big.
All they want to discuss is Mead football. Mead. No wonder we.
Well, you mustn't have much for discussing now. So
again,
always the fucking low blow. That's it. Yeah, the low blow.
So I just want to say to aunties and uncles and all your aunties and uncles,
we love all our aunties and
I love, and God be good to Auntie Ray who passed away, and Auntie Breda and Auntie Trina, as my mum was known to those children.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
We didn't address the naming of the show this week.
No, the elephant in the closet.
And I'm wondering why.
Because I just didn't get my act together and I don't have the list yet.
So I see.
There is one funny one, but I can't remember what it is.
So I think now what we need to do from now on, we should put our top suggestion, as in mine, Hector's and yours into a cup and pick out an answer once a week.
Okay, can I just say, has there been anything wrong with the names that we've chosen?
No, we have not chosen them.
Rita, this is the legal letter from our solicitor. Fucking Battersby, Sharky and Flaherty.
I'm still...
If you just sign at the bottom here, it's about the legal proceedings, about the name of the show. Rita, it's just that the audience out there, and you know this.
You're allowing
Manor Hamilton Academical. I think it's great.
Just sign on the bottom line. This is about...
Is it not?
No. This is exactly why you're signing on the bottom line of this legal document. The naming of the show should be a democracy.
So what do you think it should be?
That's fine, that's going back.
Let me ask you a question. Is there anything wrong with the names of the show?
No. We've got no name.
Okay. Maybe it's the way the name of the show is pushed on top of us.
And don't I always make the right decision?
No.
And not only do I always
make the right decision.
We're just saying the name of the show is sort of like, it's not like...
I'm reading some of these tweets. You're allowing yourselves getting riled up by people who are going, Tommy's the boss. Tommy's the man in charge.
It's like a revolving door at a hotel and you're just going, will I go? No. And Tommy's always going, I'm going now. And in he goes. And then me and Loretta are standing outside waiting for another 15 minutes.
Getting wet outside.
Exactly,
yeah.
Loretta.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I also just say...
It's like the feeling of being in a taxi at the hotel and somebody gets out really quick and you're the plonker always left to pay the taxi. Isn't that the feeling, Loretta?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
What I would just like to remind you is that when ye suggest your names, there's often like a silence after them. Like just a kind of where everybody just fucking takes stock and just goes, right, okay. But when I tell you the names that I've chosen, you always laugh.
Oh, yeah.
Well, name one now. Go on then. Yeah. Let's see how funny it is.
That's why this legal document is going back to Sharky, Ormsby and Fitzsimons and Navin, my local solicitors. And Loretta, legal proceedings have started.
Yes, have been issued. You've been had. So
do you have names there in front of you?
We have loads of names.
I gave you one.
What's wrong with Manor Hamilton Academical? It's very clever, but it doesn't have the fresh air of a joke in it.
Tommy,
do you mean it has no air? Tommy, in it. It's too clever, not enough soul.
Way back in the day when
if you're clever, don't suppose send in a name to the show.
You see, it's more than clever. Back in the day, it was Shanna Gussett United. It was a bit of crack, and I said Locomotive Lanesborough, and
that wasn't great. In fairness.
And then, it grew. It grew legs, and now it's going.
Never mind
so
fucking
much.
Legs. I'm not feeling right after that fucking cookie.
I swear to
fuck my stomach.
Would somebody get rid of him? I think.
Oh, ye are apps. I can't believe you just dive straight.
So
in.
So you're not.
What about? I got another
one. I'm gonna leave them cookies in the rent-a-kill box that the man put at the back of the shed.
Look at the bottom. I'd like to remain anonymous.
Of course you would.
Loretta, straight out his name, the poor man.
Here, if you want, there's no one on.
If this was sent to a house in America, there'd be fucking cops outside, FBI and helicopters. And we have
Anthrax sandwiches.
And you see what they're called as well?
What?
Well, I mean...
Anzac.
Yeah, exactly.
This whole fuck.
Could be a clever play on Anthrax. So I have another one now. Newcastle United.
Newcastle United.
No. Again, it's smart.
That's very, very good.
It's smart, but it's not funny.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Bosnia and Herzegovina.
What the fuck is that?
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
Yeah,
it's
clever, but it's not funny.
Why does Tommy? You don't understand what's out there. They are funny. Newcastle United.
Now I'm sorry. I brought it up. Okay. Press stop.
Say this in your best Mayo accent.
Newcastle United.
I think it's brilliant.
Well, I don't.
That's why we have started legal proceedings on behalf of the community.
I am sorry I brought it up now. Would we like to move on to the next
Town Orient.
I said that last yesterday.
Okay, here's my last one. I will go with Accrington Santry. African Santry.
African
Santry.
African Santry. African Santry.
African Santry.
African Santry. African Santry. This is my penguin moment. I can't pronounce Accrington. Accrington Santry. Yes.
Well, what's the real name of them?
Accrington Stanley.
I think African Santi is a runner.
It's definitely better.
Tommy, please go one of these or there will be a riot or this legal proceedings.
I tell you, you're allowing yourselves, you're not trusting the process. You're allowing yourselves to get riled up.
Jesus Christ, he gets sent to...
But don't you laugh when I give you the name of the episode
we laugh, Tommy? We laugh at everything
you
say.
It's timing, you see. It's timing.
This is the feeling of...
Hector just said we laugh at everything you say.
This is the feeling of being in the toilet downstairs in the utility and there's no fucking Jack's paper and you're in trouble.
Hang on, you're getting out of a taxi, walking through revolving doors and you're stuck in a toilet.
Yes, this is the feeling.
You all laughed when I said Ockham Hotspur. Yeah. Didn't
it's
you?
Done, Tommy.
That's
it's
the best.
Done.
That was last week.
Accrington Santry. Oh, please.
No.
This is why.
No. I'll find one for you.
No, you won't. I won't. You fucking name the show now. Or we're on strike. I swear to fuck. Name it now. Stop. Name it.
Stop.
No, Rita. This is the test.
Okay, go on.
Okay, now you have to put your mouths close to the microphone so we can pick up any laughter that you do take.
Mm.
Are you ready?
Mm.
I'm with you, Bray. Mm. And if you laugh, this is what the episode is called. I have two names.
Okay, can
take your hands off your face, Hector.
Before, I want to explain to people how this has all happened.
Okay, I'm sick.
Psychological.
Tommy's gone to his magic list that somebody sent him here. Go on.
Yeah, but you read that names from your list.
My head. They're from my head.
Go on.
You didn't think it down.
No.
Can we light this candle?
You're telling lies now.
I wrote them down myself from people that sent us on social media.
Can we just is
there any alcohol here today? No. Anything to get a buzz?
Sorry, quiet.
For fuck's sake, I'm sick now. Rita, what have you baked here?
I baked...
They're the sweetest caramel slices. I'm fucked.
Stop! Every week I make something, there's something wrong with it.
I'm after eating this. Like I have 19 spoons of sugar.
Caramel squares.
Can I taste one?
Yeah, they're caramel squares.
All you need, Tommy.
First of all, they're not squares, they're fucking, they're rectangles.
Tommy, all you need
I cut them in
all you need is a morsel of this, because this is rockin' fuel.
Go on. We need another cup of tea with it.
Look,
take a bite.
He's put it on a J-cloth. What have you got it in?
It's a napkin, Hector.
Yeah, it's a J-cloth napkin.
Tommy.
Watch now.
Anytime. You can react.
They're fairly nice, Rita.
Fairly nice.
Yeah,
they're squidgy caramel slices.
They're like Twix bars. But
you may have overdone it slightly with the sugar, but they are really nice.
I just followed the recipe,
I had that at home, I'd get a good week out of that.
Okay. here's the names of the show.
Don't laugh focus.
You have to look at me, lads. You have to look at me. Hector, Cotsample, and with your Bray. Are you ready to do this? Oh, these are very good. You ready?
No, he's already. See what he's done there? He's already spoon fed you with a subliminal message. These are very good. The left side of your brain is already ready to laugh.
Yes.
Are you ready?
The frontal lobe, my frontal lobe, isn't fucking laughing.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Don't laugh.
Are you ready?
No.
RB Trelipsig. Okay. Mm. No, you didn't like that one?
Mm. No, I didn't like
very
that.
Very good.
That's clever as well.
It's not good, Tommy.
Okay. Thurles Saint-Germain. These are bastards.
I had Eris Saint-Germain last week.
You have to suck all the crack out of that now.
So the name of the show will be to be continued.
The name of the show is the first one you had today is called
African Santi.
Hamilton.
African Santi. We should definitely call it. We should definitely call it African Santi.
No, you can't. You have to call it African Stanley. I'm sick in the back of my throat with that.
Hush, it's the biscuits you had before mine.
I'm getting serious heartburn off the first.
How could you have got heartburn off a bite of a biscuit?
Not your one, the other one we eat.
I'm telling you this because bicarbonate of soda, isn't it?
This whole cooking.
No, anyway.
It's like a Nigella Lawson. It's gone fucking mad. You are, Narita, you're the new Nigella Lawson of Knockmore. And here I am with a lovely bit of caramel filling.
Fucking hell. Okay.
That's just a text there from the solicitors, Nav and Mathisby Sharkey.
When are they processing the name of them?
Battersby. The legal proceedings are starting. And once we've signed, two people have signed the document. They can start the ball rolling.
So what's the name of this week's show?
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
No, but that's not even a word. Then what about mine? Was better.
Hamilton, what was yours?
It's a fucking shambles.
What about...
Hamilton, what was the one?
It was Manor Hamilton Academical.
Yes.
No, Tommy's not having
Newcastle United.
You know what? This podcast on, is going to appear wherever you get your podcasts with a name that Tommy has signed off on.
Oh. I'm just saying. RB Trelipsic is fucking funny. That's all I'm saying.
I think we're going to have to Bosna start some sort Hersey of a... I think we're going to have...
Well, what we can do is we can invite the listeners just to see what the name... They can listen to this discussion and then they can see what the actual name is when it comes to getting published.
Well, so we know what's going to happen there. So
we'd like to thank you all. We'd like to thank you all for listening.
Sign that document. I'll talk
to you. I have it signed.
Yeah.
Thank you all for listening to the podcast this week. We hope you enjoyed it. We'd like you to subscribe. Is that the technical term?
Yes.
Good. And well done.
Download.
Tell all your friends all over the world to listen to us if you think they might like it. God bless and good luck. Bobby. This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.